Joan Maloof founded the nonprofit Old Growth Forest Network in 2011, but she got the idea years earlier when she was working on her book, Among the Ancients. It's a collection of essays about one old growth forest in each of the 26 eastern states, with detailed directions for finding them. The fact that there is so little old growth left was not news. Maloof is a retired professor of biology and environmental studies at Salisbury University. But she says visiting all those forests is what showed her how few and far between they are.
I would literally drive for hundreds of miles from one old growth forest to the next, thinking, we did not leave anything in between, really? We were that efficient that all of this original forest was taken out? And I started realizing that the average youngster in their lifetime would never get to see an old-growth forest.
From that came the Old Growth Forest Network, which now has a board of directors and 1,000 members. And Maloof still travels the country exploring woodlands and giving talks about the importance of old trees.
I'm coming to Blacksburg because I'm very interested not only in Stadium Woods there that I've heard so much about, but also the community of people that are working to preserve Stadium Woods, the people that care about it.
Maloof will speak at a fundraiser for Friends of Stadium Woods, a group working to forever preserve a 14-acre parcel on the Virginia Tech campus. She says the Old Growth Forest Network is as much about preserving forests as it is about connecting the people working to save them. Maloof stresses she's not against logging, that trees are a renewable resource and can be grown as crops. But she believes the tiny percentage of old growth stands should be in a different category, and there should be at least one in every county in the country. But in 24 counties in Virginia, they could not come up with a single one.
Which means that there are no publicly accessible, protected from logging forests in any of those 24 counties. And I think that alone should wake us up.
The Old Growth Forest Network is not only for woods that are already old, it's also for forests that will become old someday. That is, if someone makes sure of it.
We feel like this is our promise to the future generations, you know, that you can build a relationship with those forests and you can come back in 20 years or you can bring your grandchildren and they can bring their children and that forest will still be standing. Unlike so many of the stories of forests I hear where people go back and it's gone.
I'm Robbie Harris.